program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Pod, your go-to source for odd answers and unfactual entertainment. I always think I messed that up.
I think you did it right.
Okay, because I'm the odd answers, you're the unfactual entertainment.
Exactly.
I'm Grant, and with me today, he was originally casted as Corey's stunt double in Boy Meets World, but was unfortunately let go after they realized Corey doesn't do any stunts.
Yep. Actually, it was also due to my age, because I was like -4 at the time of the show or something like that. So that had something to do with it as well. It was just weird when they had the romance between Topanga and the fetus.
She was robbing the cradle.
Is that a pun off of my name?
Today, your question is sent in on Facebook by Frank Hermson. He wants to know, why is there no E in the grading scale? This is only pertaining to the American grading scale, I'm pretty sure, because they have weird stuff other places.
Do other countries use something different?
I think so. The whole British schooling system confuses me immensely.
They're confusing people, driving on the other side of the road and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure the reason why we don't have E is because back when schools were getting really popular...
When were schools getting really popular?
It's like the early 1800s. That's when people started going to school, I think.
What'd they do before that?
They were homeschooled by their parents. Because school wasn't a thing back then, I don't think.
And parents don't judge. They don't give grades for their kids.
Exactly. That's why it didn't work. Because everybody was graduating, but then when they got into their jobs, they didn't know how to do anything because their parents only taught them like a very small set of skills. But when schools were first becoming popular... Okay, I've got to go back a little bit. Thomas...
We're going back. Whoa.
Or, I don't know, are we?
Yeah, we're going back.
But Thomas Edison invented schools just like he invented light bulbs. I think he was the light bulb guy, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he started schools and everybody's like, this is great. And so the original grading system was like E, A, B, C, D. And then D was the lowest grade, but E was like the highest grade. That's how it originally worked.
Because it stood for Edison?
Exactly.
Then why they skip D?
They didn't. It was E, A, B, C, D. And there was, like, no F.
They not know how the alphabet worked back then?
No, they just wanted Edison to be at the top, because they were like, he's the light bulb school guy.
Oh, okay.
So he was, like, number one in their mind, and that's what everybody strived to be, is they wanted an E grade on their tests. But then it all started to change when the government started putting out, like, their schools, which were very similar to Edison's schools, except for they taught actual stuff, because Edison only taught light bulb-related things.
So it was electrician school?
Exactly. And that's not a real school. I hope I don't offend any listeners by saying that.
Probably.
Yeah. Our four listeners went to electrical school.
It's a nice trade. They make a lot of money.
Do they?
Yeah, I see them plumbers.
Good on you, people, going to Edison school. But anyways, the government put out like more rounded schools like in like the later 1800s and the early 1900s. And they were upset that he put E before A, because that's not how the alphabet works. So what they did on their grading scale is they just took E out completely. And they're like, F you, man.
So you're saying there wasn't government-funded schools until the 1900s?
Exactly, because everybody was only trained to do light bulb-related things.
So there was no other knowledge in the United States besides light bulbs.
Well, yeah. Why do you think that we don't have really well-documented past stuff?
We don't?
No, it was all light bulbs. Like, somebody was writing it down, but not too many people. Now everything is recorded because we've built more than just light bulbs. We have cameras and stuff. Internet, technology.
Cameras were made using the light bulb.
Exactly. The light bulb was instrumental, probably.
That is actually how old cameras used to work, I think.
They had a light in them, I'm sure.
I think that's how they burned the image.
Ah.
The intense light burned the image onto whatever it burned to.
Whoa, you're answering another question.
Yep. That's what I do. I just answer the questions.
Ooh.
So is there anything else you can tell me about why we don't use an E anymore? You're just blaming the government on this one?
Exactly. The government is the root of all problems.
Okay, that's... Not true. Schools were actually around back in the 1700s, 1785. Yale actually had their own grading system. Grading systems went through a lot of changes before they got to the alphabetical system that we know today.
The Yale scale.
The Yale scale. I don't think that's what they called it, but that's what I call it. The Yale scale had like lots of weird words like optimize, second optimize, inferior grade, then lower grade, then worst grade.
Like, oh, that's how I would rate my students.
Who would understand what that meant? They're so, like, all sound so similar, and you don't know. An inferior is, like, the middle range.
That's, like, that makes sense as being the middle range. It's, like, you're inferior, but you're not worse. Like, that's what you're saying. Tommy, you need to do better on your tests.
And then some colleges around that time ranked each individual student to one to their lowest one, like the last one. So there's number one student in the school, number two student, then all the way down to like, I don't know, 100? I don't know how many people were in school back then.
Like our high school used to do.
Yeah, that was your sole grade, was just if you're the best to the worst.
Dang, that's intense.
That'd be a lot of pressure.
I know, but that's awesome. I love the Yale scale.
That wasn't Yale.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, Yale was the like optimize, second, optimize. That was just some other schools at the time we were ranking them. Then Harvard had their own scale where they ranked, you had a grade from 1 to 200. 200 being the best and 1 being the worst grade you can get. And then in 1883 is when they initialized the alphabetical thing, because that's the first recorded document of a B. So that was actually right around the time you said.
I know. It's the time of the Edison schools.
That's the time the Edison schools are going away. That's the time the government schools.
Oh, true.
So these quote-unquote government schools had their own grading scale, which was A to E. There was no F. And E was 75% or below. And everything else was above that. Later on, they added an F and they scooted it. They made it a little bit. They had like E be like 75 to 79. And F was failing.
I assumed that when you brought in the grading scale, that what would have happened is somebody would have gotten like an E or something like that, and then the bottom part was erased, and it just looked like an F, and everybody just went with that instead. That's where I thought you were going with that.
Why wasn't that your answer?
Because I didn't think of that until I looked at your notes.
I don't take notes. This is just all off the top of my head. I'm just smart.
It's true. What's that piece of paper? There's no piece of paper right there.
So finally, they got rid of the E in fear that some people would think it stood for excellence.
Or Edison.
Yeah, or Edison. Because they were afraid some people would be like, that stands for Edison.
That's what I think when I see E.
So they got rid of the E and made it more clear. All the other grades are passing grades, and F is separate from them being the only failing one. But it doesn't really matter what is represented of F. It doesn't have to actually stand for failure. That was just like trying them to separate. It just so happened to be failure, failing. But they could use like, I don't know, a U. They can use an N. They can use a not pass. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's just separate from the A to D scale. Mm-hmm. And most people actually don't like the grading system. And it might actually go through another change here soon. Because there's lots of controversy with the plus and minus system.
What's the plus and minus system?
Some colleges don't do A pluses and A minuses. Some colleges just do, and I guess some high schools, just do A is a 4.0. If you're getting a 90 up, it's a 4.0. And like they just do it that way.
Mm.
Rather than a plus and a minus being a difference, because it's just a couple of percents.
Mm. So, that was our episode.
Tune in next week where we're doing another fan-submitted question. You can submit those questions on
Facebook.
Where at on Facebook?
Oh, wait, say that sentence again.
They just type it in, and then hopefully we get it.
It just comes up because they always go to our Facebook page so much, our listeners do, that should be the first thing that pops up when they press F on their computer. It's just our Facebook page.
Okay. F? Not the Y-Pod or anything?
Nope, just F, and then it's Facebook, the Y-Pod. That should pop, not even, like, their home Facebook page.
So go to the URL thing at top, type F, and if you can't find it, oh well.
Yeah, you're out of luck, I guess, but you can also submit it on Twitter, I hear.
Using the hashtag OctothorpeWP. How do you spell that, Rob? It's been a while since we spelled that out for him.
OctothorP.
WP.
Oh yeah, I forgot the end part.
And
Thanks again to Frankie for submitting to our Facebook page.
See you next week.